If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol. The All-Star break is upon us. Matt Scraby's here. Coming up at the end of this segment, going to give you a chance to win two tickets to see Rick Springfield, otherwise known to General Hospital fans as Dr. Noah Drake. How do I even know that, Scrabe? I Want My 80s Tour is coming up at Front Wave Arena August 3rd. Tickets on sale now at AXSAxis.com. Or you can win a couple of tickets. Stick around. 5 o'clock. About 10 minutes. Tell you how you can win.
You have to sing every single word to Jesse's Girl live on the air.
Or, better yet, you have to name another song that Rick Springfield did.
Good point.
That could be even tougher.
Yes.
All right. Home Run Derby getting underway shortly. The first two contestants are both former Padre people, James Wood and then Brent Rooker. We'll keep you up to date with that. I know some of you are, like,
very upset,
living on the edge of every swing in the Home Run Derby. I'm not among those people. All right, we're at the All-Star break, so it's always fun for me. Take a little look-see. We did the Padres MVPs earlier. Scraby and I both had similar lists. We both had Manny and Pivetta at the top, and then I had Gavin Sheets,
yes,
in the third slot. You had Jason Adam, got no complaints. The funny thing, which I forgot to mention then, but I want to mention now, is that I think a case can be made that Pivetta's been the best Padre this year, but he's not one of the five guys in the All-Star team. Like, that's weird to
because
me.
Because he pitched on Sunday.
You don't, would, did they know that when they announced the team?
Yes, he was scheduled. And
so they already knew, so he would have made it.
I don't know that.
See, I don't either.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't think you're right there.
I just know that Christopher Sanchez wasn't asked because he was a Sunday pitcher.
I don't think when they named the pitching, you know, guys 2.5 weeks ago that they had
That's true. That's true. But he still didn't get selected. Jacob Mizorowski did, Chris.
Yes, he did. Jacob Mizorowski did speak today in defense of everybody criticizing his selection. I like what he said. He said, I don't think the people are mad at me. They're mad at the process.
I definitely
agree. So he's not taking
it
personally, which is smart by him.
If I were him, though, would I? You know, I thought about this all weekend.
Really? Would you have said, no, don't take me?
Because.
Yes, I'm correct. You would have said, I don't deserve it? Like, he's saying, hey, why the hell not? I'll go now. They've asked
me. I don't know that I
nice
could
honor.
Say yes, because I know that everybody's just going to be, like, whispering around, you know, well, he shouldn't even be here. Why is he here?
Well,
that would bother me.
They better whisper quietly. He might stick a fastball in their ear, unless he collapses on the mound like
yes.
he did in his first game.
So
all right, who are the three most surprising teams in baseball at the All-Star break, and who are the three biggest disappointments? Scraby, a little baseball music or something? Oh, that's good. Okay. All right, I let you go first on the Padre thing, so I'm going to go first on this.
Oh, your favorite, Pat McAfee, is introducing the Home Run Derby participants.
The only thing that would be more annoying is if they had L. Duncan do it.
Pat McAfee, I know it's hot in Atlanta, but you need to wear sleeves, bro. He doesn't have a sleeve. We're going third team, right?
Okay, number three, let's start with the disappointments, because I like negativity first.
All right, I'm going to say the Cleveland Guardians. They're 46 and 49. Okay. They have great players. They just have not done it this year. They've been kind of better here in the last little bit, but they were at one point last week on the verge of losing like 11 in a row.
Yeah.
It's been disappointing. Emmanuel Clase has not been the Emmanuel Clase we saw last year.
They're a division champion that is currently in fourth place.
Yeah, I think that's my number three.
Good selection. Number three for me is the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Bruce Bochy's team. Surprisingly, a game under 500, despite the fact they're plus 47 run differential, which is 40 better than the Padres are, by the way.
Yeah, true.
But Texas... I said at the beginning of the year their bullpen was going to be a problem. It has been. But I don't know. The World Series champs from a couple years ago just missed the playoffs by a whisker last year. And not keeping up with the Astros and Mariners this year. Rangers number three.
All right. My number two is the team. And I know we have someone on our chat that lives in Baltimore. So I'm sorry, Dominic. But the Baltimore Orioles are the most overrated team of the last three seasons. Wow. Everybody always says, oh, they're going to go to the World Series. They have such a good core, blah, blah, blah. They can't win a playoff game. And this year, they have trouble winning games. And they're in last place in the AL East. So I'm going to say the Orioles, number two.
If it wasn't for the pathetic Rockies, Nationals, and Athletics, the Orioles have the next worst pitching in all of baseball.
They're minus 90 on the run differential.
That's not bad until you consider the Rockies minus 253.
Oh, gosh, that's hard to even look
crazy. My number two most disappointing team, the Hotlanta Braves.
Mm.
We have a lot of excuses for why the Braves are bad this year, injuries mostly. But they're a plus two in run differential, yet 11 games now below 500. They're below the Marlins. Come on, they still got Acuna now. They got Strider, who's come back, not great. This has been a bad team. Profar really throw them for that much of a loop? Whatever happened to Ozzy Albies? They still have all their guys.
I haven't even really checked on him this year.
I know. Austin Riley. Sean Murphy's done well.
Matt Olson.
What's going on? Braves, disappointing. I know people, you know, they're not even in the hunt. All right, number one.
My number one is the Braves. For every reason you said.
Okay. My number one's the Orioles. Because I think they were supposed to be better than the Braves. But both of those are the two most disappointing teams. All right, clearly on the other side, most surprising teams in baseball. I get to start this. And number three for me, San Francisco Giants.
Oh, good one.
Did not expect the Giants to be 7 games over .500. They've kind of taken the place of the Diamondbacks this year.
Yeah, they have.
As the third team in the NL West. Giants are... they're winning a lot of one-run games. They've got 22 one-run victories. That's helping them quite a bit. But they are doing that. And Bob Melvin, I don't know why. I guess I always feel like Bob Melvin's a negative connotation name in this area.
It definitely is.
And, you know, Bob Melvin did get us someplace we haven't gone in a long time. So people have short memories there. But he's managing to win these games with a mediocre, at best, bullpen.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So I say they're third.
And they have Justin Verlander, who's not been pitching that great either.
He's better than no wins. He's pitched better than that, but yes, still no wins is pretty crazy.
My number three is a team that I just did not expect to get so hot here lately, and that's the Blue Jays. They are now leading the AL East. They won like 11 in a row. Vlad Jr. is playing great. They have players on that team. And John Schneider, I keep thinking, A, who is John Schneider? And B, he's going to be gone soon. He's always seems like he's on the hot seat. But they are my number three most surprising team this year.
Okay. Number two for me, the Brew Crew.
Oh.
Pat Murphy won Manager of the Year last year.
Yes, he did.
He could win it again this year. Speaking of former Padre people, the Brewers are supposed to be last this year. They let everybody go, supposedly, and they did. If you look at it, a lot of people left. Everybody kind of said, that's it for the Brew Crew. Well, they have a better record right now than the Phillies do. You know, the only teams in the league better right now are the Dodgers and Cubs. I did not think the Brewers are going to be good this year, but they are.
You know, without even really looking at the standings, that is true. I didn't see them as the third best record in the league.
They're the second place team in their division, only one back of the Cubbies.
Oh, in the, yeah, in the league.
In the division, yeah.
My number two is going to be the Astros. They were kind of left for dead last year.
They won the division last year.
I know, but they were, like, at one point terrible.
And not supposed to be good this year.
And not supposed to be good, but they're 56-40. They're five games up on the Mariners, and they are playing good baseball. So that's my number two team.
It's hard for me to call the Astros a surprise because they win the division every year.
True.
But I do agree with you. It seems to be a bit of a surprise that they're there this year. Didn't think they'd be comfortably ahead like they are.
Correct.
I think you missed the boat on this one. The number one most surprising team has got to be the Blue Jays. I don't see how it can be any different, but that's why we do these segments. Everybody has a little different opinion. The Blue Jays are winning the AL East. It's the best division most people think. They're three ahead of the Yankees. They were 20 games out of first place last year, so I think they're incredible. I don't think anybody saw this coming. You look at the rest of the last place teams last year, Rockies, Pirates, Marlins, Angels, White Sox, they all still suck. Blue Jays, not so much. First place, I think that's the biggest surprise. And I love their manager. Yesterday, got kicked out of the game in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what happened?
No.
By the way, guy for the Blue Jays, Davis Schneider?
Schneider.
No, the manager, but they got a player named Davis. He's an infielder. Let me look at him up. I don't know the Blue Jays too well.
Oh, yeah, Davis Schneider.
Yeah. So Davis Schneider hits a ball deep down the left field line in the Sacramento ballpark. It goes right over the pole. So they call it foul. The manager, John Schneider, goes crazy because he thinks it's fair. And then they go to review. And they call it foul again. And John Schneider goes even crazier this time.
I'm watching it.
And gets kicked out of the game. And as he's going out of the game, he has to walk to left field. Because remember, that's where the clubhouse is.
Oh, that's so awkward.
And he starts waving his arms. It was a fair ball. He's doing his Aaron Boone thing. It's hilarious.
They're pushing him towards left field.
I love it. And then guess what?
What?
Next pitch, Davis Schneider hit a homer to left center field. No doubt about it.
All right.
The old ball doesn't lie.
He's got his manager's back.
Yeah, so John Schneider, good on him. Who's your number one most surprising team?
See, I think you missed the boat on this one. Because the Detroit Tigers.
Tigers, best record in all of baseball. Lost four in a row.
They've lost four in a row. They're still so good, and no one saw this coming. No one did.
I picked them to win the division, so I would say that, you know, at least somebody saw that much. They did finish 10 games over 500 last year. They also won a playoff series last year. So I think the fact that they're in first place is not a surprise, but I will grant you that the fact they have the best record in baseball is a surprise.
All right.
There's only one team in baseball over 600 winning percentage, and that is the Tigers. All right, very good. Interesting list.
I was talking to someone on Friday at Petco Park, and they were saying that they moved here from Detroit, so they love the Padres because they've been here for a while, but they also love the Detroit teams, and they were saying, man, it's good for sports in Detroit right now.
Detroit.
You got the Tigers, you got the Lions, the Pistons are on their way back up.
And Detroit's always been one of the pitiful sports towns in terms of success.
Except for the Red Wings.
The Dead Wings, as many people used to call them. All right, here's your question to win tickets to see Rick Springfield. I want my 80s tour at Front Wave Arena, August 3rd. Two tickets right now. First person calls in, 833-288-0973. Who is the only major league pitcher this century? That means starting in 2000.
Okay.
The only pitcher in the big leagues this century who's thrown more than 10 complete games in 1 year. There's only one guy who's done it.
In 1 year?
In 1 year since the year 2000. Now, remember, before the year 2000, guys used to get 20, 25 a year.
Life
has changed.
Are they active?
No.
Okay.
They're not active.
All right.
But you've heard of the guy. He's the only guy who's ever has had more than 10 complete games in 1 year since 2000, this century. 25-year span.
That is crazy.
Only one guy's done it. First person, 833-288-0973, Rick Springfield, and you will be best friends. Traffic for...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Called in with the correct answer. Only pitcher to have double figures, more than 10 complete games. This century, Tampa Bay Rays right-hander. And a guy that is very near and dear to the hearts of San Diego Padre fans. James Shields, the answer to that question. He had 11 complete games for Tampa Bay in 2011. Of course, James Shields came to the Padres and then was shipped off for some guy named Fernando.
I was going
to
say, if anybody's mad at James Shields, don't be. He got Fernando.
A lot of guesses. We had about 9 or 10 guesses. The one that wasn't guessed that maybe could have been was Roy Halladay. He used to get like 9 every year, but he never quite made double figures. Halladay, remember that?
I do.
Great pitcher, late great Roy Halladay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But yeah, a lot of guys. The leader this year, Framber Valdez, Houston Astros, has 2, which is actually a lot compared to some years.
And the Padres have 2 guys with 1,
which
seems like a lot.
That's right. That's something to be said in this day and age. The reason all this came up is because Yu Darvish hasn't had one in 11 years, and we were just kind of like, what?
Yeah,
that just made
crazy.
No sense. All right, Gwen and Chris, till 6. No Gwen today, but I didn't get a chance to hear the interview Friday with Tony Gwynn Jr., Matthew Scraby, and Manny Machado.
Yes.
So I'm going to sit down and listen to it with all of you here in about 20 minutes.
I got some
coming up.
Some great reviews, and I appreciate that because I was.
By the way, the last time
nervous.
You did an interview with a player live, Dylan Cease, you were stumbling and bumbling and your whole thing. Remember that?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody's like, "Well, that's great. Are you okay?"
Yes. When Tony asked me if I panicked, and
you
I did not
panicking
panic
at the fan fest.
Well, I mean, nothing was wrong with the mics. Dylan Cease sits down. All of a sudden, they don't work. Like
no,
what?
That's what it was. That's right. But you're good with Manny. We'll listen to that interview in about 20 minutes. For those who missed it, like I did. All right, first guy up in the Home Run Derby is the young Padre farmhand, or now National, James Wood, who halfway through his round has like 5 home runs, but he's hit at least 10 other balls to the warning track.
Yeah.
He keeps crushing the ball but coming up short. Scraby, the hitting coach sitting here across the country, saying that James Wood is hitting with too high of a launch angle.
You can't hit a ball at 100 miles an hour and have it be a 46 launch angle, degree launch angle. Just not going to go out.
All right, he finished with 14.
I mean, that's a lot more than I thought.
Not bad. All right, so the Home Run Derby is underway. James Wood was first. What were we going to do here? We had something.
NL Central, AL Central from before the year.
Let's review our picks from the beginning of the season. In both the AL and NL Central, we'll do the West and East the next couple of days. But how did we do so far, Scraby?
All right, so let's start with the Central and the division winner. Tony and I said,
we said we're doing
National League Central.
National League Central, okay.
Tony and I both said the Brewers
would win the division.
Yes,
you did.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I thought the Brewers were going to be terrible this year.
I just went with Tony. I think.
Okay.
You said the Reds, which. It's they're not up. They're not like close, but they could win the division if something happened to the Cubs. I could see them going on a tear in the second
the
half
Reds,
of the season.
Now 7.5 back.
I mean, no one picked the Cubs, so
yeah, I think the Cubs were kind of the odds-on favorite. We both went a little different direction.
Last place team, Tony and I said the Pirates or the Pirates. Who is in last place? Yes, they are. They're in last
Pirates,
place.
Way in last.
You said the Cardinals.
Yeah.
They're doing a little bit better. I mean, I thought
they had a nice year.
Yeah.
Nice year. I'm not a fan of the whole Cardinal thing. And ever since they gave up Mike Schilt and gave it all to Oliver Marmol. And, you know, Nolan Arenado still annoys me. So,
National League Central before the year, division MVP, Tony said Jackson Chourio. It's not happening. Chris and I said Ellie De La Cruz. That's not happening. It's
PCA is the winner at the moment.
Pete Armstrong. Yeah. Best newcomer. Tony and I said Kyle Tucker. Chris said Ryan Pressly. What has he been doing this year?
He lost his job. He's not even the closer for the Cubs. He's like the sixth inning guy. He's been terrible.
So I guess
Kyle
Tucker's
Tucker? A pretty good call. Yeah. I think he's been a very good newcomer. He's on the All-Star team.
Division Cy Young, Tony and I said Paul Skeens, and he's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You said Freddy Peralta, which I think he's doing all right.
He
is. He's not Paul Skeens. And
get out of here. At least Freddy Peralta's won a game. Stop telling me that Paul Skeens
is on a team that actually is good.
Paul Skeens has 4 wins. That's embarrassing.
Go look at his game log and see how many times he's lost 1-0.
You know how many games Freddy Peralta's won?
What?
11.
Oh, that's a lot.
I think I'll take that one.
All right, over to the American League Central. For the division winner, you guys, Tony and Chris, said the Tigers.
Tigres.
I said the Guardians, which is not good.
Not working out.
Last place team, all 3 of us said the White Sox.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
There's
no way we could get that wrong. Like, the White Sox and Rockies are just a guaranteed seller.
Division MVP.
AL Central. God.
Tony and Chris said Jose Ramirez. I don't know why, I forgot.
Jose Ramirez is doing another incredible year. This guy is so good. 18 homers, 29 steals, 295. How does he have 29 steals? He's a little chubby guy. Does he run like Babe Ruth did back in the day?
No, he is. He's extremely fast, no matter how he looks.
I know. He's second in all of baseball in stolen bases.
I didn't realize that.
And he's got an .869 OPS. That guy's great.
I said Bobby Witt Jr., but...
Well, he's doing okay, but not as good.
Who is the division MVP right now for the Central?
I think it's Jose Ramirez, but it could... Well, no, they're in last place. It's got to be somebody on the Tigers. They're not in last place, but...
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. It's the AL Central. We never pay attention to that division.
No, we don't. Best newcomer, Tony said Jack Flaherty. I'm not sure what he's been doing. Again, we don't pay attention once the Padres are done playing them.
Right,
the year.
Those teams go away in our mind.
Chris said Ty France with the Twins.
Yay! I had to get a little vote to Ty France.
I said Jonathan India. I actually don't know who the best newcomer is in the division.
And so. I don't really care that much.
Cy Young. Tony said Pablo Lopez. Chris said Joe Ryan. I said Cole Reagans.
We're all wrong.
Yep.
Tarek Skubal would probably win that.
Why didn't any of us pick him?
Yeah, it was maybe so obvious that we just overlooked him for some reason.
I can't believe that we did because he is the clear answer.
He struggled a little bit lately, but there was a moment where Tarek Skubal was on pace to finish the season with more wins than walks.
That's insane.
He currently has 10 wins and 16 walks, so he's kind of lost that. There actually was a guy who did that. 20 years ago, Brett Saberhagen. Do you remember that name?
I remember the name, yeah.
Had a season, I'm going to look it up real quick, but he had a season with more wins than walks. Can you believe that?
I cannot.
That is like the season of a lifetime.
I definitely cannot believe that.
I got to find it now. Come on. Don't tell me that. Yep, here it is. 1994. 14 wins, 13 walks. That's incredible, right?
Is he I guess...
Pitched for the Mets that
year. He was
year.
A starter, not a reliever? They just ended up getting a bunch of wins?
Hey, well, it was the strike-shortened year, 94.
That's even more impressive.
I know, he won 14-4, and he had 13 walks. That's... I don't know that it'll ever be duplicated again by anybody.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
Okay, he finished third in the Cy Young balloting that year. Didn't even win it.
Of course.
1994 was the year, of course, that our friend Tony Gwynn Jr. hit 394.
Tony Gwynn Sr.
So, yeah. I'm always elevating Tony Gwynn Jr. to his dad's status. Greg Maddux was the Cy Young winner that year, so hard to argue.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that, for
all right.
Sure.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Manny Machado. If you missed it before the final weekend of the regular season, Tony Scraby on the interview they're all still talking about. It's next on Gwynn and Chris.
Hi, welcome back. Marcello.
Tony Gwynn Jr. idle for a couple of days here. It's the All-Star break, you know. Tony needs a little time off. He'll get it. Scraby's alongside. We got another four-hour show for you tomorrow. And... I guess we can't play the Fantabulous Sports Game Show tomorrow.
I was thinking about
you
this.
Actually would win tomorrow because Tony's not even here. So I'd like your chances there.
I think we need to pull like a salesperson.
Oh, you just want to play somebody off the street?
Like someone that's in the building.
Maybe we should just have a listener. Somebody like compete for it.
As long
as
they
don't
cheat.
To have a chance to play.
As long as they don't
cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we could get somebody who's like calls up a list and is looking at it.
Yeah.
But I also could come up with a subject that they wouldn't be able to do that. I think we might do that tomorrow. I kind of like it.
All right. Because I like it too.
Well, maybe tomorrow we'll give somebody out there a chance to play the Fantabulous Sports Game Show against you.
Oof.
The problem is they've got to be good, but they can't cheat. And that's hard to find the right contestant.
You know, I think...
You know what I mean?
I think we do have honest listeners.
We do. I think whoever came on, to be honest, but some people think they're good at trivia, and then the lights go on, and then, like, they can't name anything, and it's a hard game. It's a harder game than people think. Anyway, here's what I would say. Tomorrow, and we'll bring this up again tomorrow, for the first hour of the show tomorrow... People write into Scraby on the chat in like a sentence or less why they're the best contestant. And then we'll try to ferret out somebody
okay,
who should be.
I could do that.
See what I mean? Like instead of just calling willy-nilly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody has to come up with something that makes me think you'd be a good contestant for the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
I need you to decide because I am biased.
Between the two of us.
No, well, I am biased because I know the chat people.
Right. Okay. And we'll try to pick somebody who gets a chance to play the fan. That'll be fun. We'll get somebody else a chance to play the Fantabulous
tomorrow. Andrew Gerritsen
tomorrow.
Already put something in there. He said he works at the Better Business Bureau, all about integrity.
I like that. That's a pretty good start. Well, let's put it this way, Andrew. You're in the lead.
You're in the lead.
You're in the lead. All right. Scraby's got our interview, or their interview. Scraby and...
you could say our because it's Gwen
Tony's interview with the great Manny Machado the other day. I wanted to hear it. What two players homered in last year's All-Star game? I mean, see, this is why the All-Star game is just nada to me. I don't remember anything. Shohei hit a three-run homer in the All-Star game last year. Didn't even remember that.
The only
reason
I remember
that
is because it was on TV about 5 minutes ago.
It. Yeah. The other home run in the game last year was a two-run shot by none other than Padre-to-be Jaron Duran.
Oh.
Actually, not Padre-to-be officially, but hopefully.
Someone just gets in the car. What?
Yeah, what? We got him? Not yet. Anyway, All-Star game is tomorrow night. Home run derby is underway. I think James Wood had 16 homers. I didn't see what the total was for Brent Rooker.
He had
I think
a
it was
lot.
A little lower than that. I think James Wood's in the lead. No, Rooker beat him. 17
oh,
for
did.
Rooker, 16 for Wood.
Happy hour, though. We forgot.
No, we didn't. Okay. We never forget about our guys on the happy hour. GLP. The swimming pool experts, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006, baseball season is in full swing, so is swim season. Call GL Pools, mention radio, for a free month of pool service. How much time do I need for your interview?
10 minutes.
10 minutes? All right, speaking of pools, on our vacation, we went to a place in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Okay, sounds nice.
Okay, yeah, it's in the mountain. It's a mountain
Google
community.
It.
All right. And well, Google the same thing I'm...
It does look nice.
Okay. Google Hot Springs. Glenwood Springs, Hot Springs. Let me see if it comes up with the same thing. I want you to see a picture of this. Clay, Glenwood Springs Hot Wings and Glenwood Resort. Okay, you got that? Are you to that?
Oh, yes, I see it.
Okay, I want you to see a photo of the swimming pool at the Hot Springs in Glenwood Springs.
Oh, wow. Is it just like the longest pool you've
the
ever seen?
The biggest swimming pool I've ever seen anywhere.
That is pretty massive.
It is
gotta
like
say.
800 yards long. Like if you swam from one end to the other to that, you would need to stop twice.
It's so long that the swimming lanes that you use are like not even, you know, how do I describe this? They're perpendicular to the actual...
The actual swimming pool from one end to the other has got to be 500 yards?
It's massive.
Is that fair?
There's at least
400 yards?
Three or four buildings it spans.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
It's the biggest swimming pool I've ever set foot in.
I like it.
It's pretty cool. It was a fun day we had there.
If you want to, here's a hotspringspool.com if you want to go look at
this. If you want to check out this enormous swimming pool in Glenwood Springs. As I said, if you go from one swim from one end to the other, you got to actually stop twice for directions. That's how far it is.
They also have like some sort of
but they have hot spring pools that are people think are really cool with bath salts in them and all that weird stuff that I don't care about. But the actual swimming pool I thought was interesting.
All right,
let's hear from Manny Machado. But before that, some traffic.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Manny Machado has joined the show. Manny, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
I guess we got to start with the most important part. I mean, you reached a pretty big milestone, hit 2,000. You hit 2,004 now. You hit 350 early in the year. I mean, at what point in the off season, at what point at all, does this start to become something that you're actually thinking about? Because, I mean, that's a lot of hits, man. You ain't thinking about that from the beginning.
I knew the 3,000 was coming. I mean, I knew both of them going into the season where I was at, how many I was missing to get to those milestones. But thinking about it, I mean, right to, like, when you got two hits left. I'm not gonna lie, I've been searching for those two hits for a while. And, man, I said it earlier this week. I mean, it's really hard to get a hit in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that just looking for those two hits, you know, I mean, the ones before have come. I mean, I hit three yesterday. That was, you know, kind of just came. But when you're searching for it, when you want to hit those two hits, man, it's really hard. But you know, finally you get it, and it's kind of like, all right, let's go. Now it's kind of let's get it past it and enjoy it.
Did it weigh on you as you got closer? I mean, you started about what 100 away when you came into 100. The season. Did it weigh on you as you started to get closer?
Not really. I think when it got really close, I think when it kind of started thinking about it. The last couple, you know. And it didn't help that I kind of got into a little funk going into, you know, Cincinnati and Philadelphia. I'm like, man, those are the two places
you want to
get hot. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to these two places, get a few homers, get a few knocks, you know, hopefully, you know, get it done on the road. And then, you know, you go to Cincy, we get almost no hit by Nick. And then that whole road trip kind of just went to spiral, and I couldn't really get it. But you know what? I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of felt good to do it in front of the home crowd and get the standing ovation and do it in front of the people that support you every single day. So I think that it kind of worked out even better.
Talking to Manny Machado here on 97.3 The Fan for Friar Friday. And one of the things I love about you is that you love the game and the history of the game and the history behind the stats and all that stuff. And do you ever get to stop and think about 40 years from now, 30, 40 years from now? I know I'm going to be telling my unborn grandchildren that I'm sitting here interviewing you right now because I think you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. But do you ever give yourself the ability to stop and think about how you're going to be remembered?
Not really, honestly. Not really. I love living in the moment. I you know, people ask me, you know, how's it feel to hit 2,000 hits? Were you even thinking about that? Like, and honestly, like, I kind of don't even want to reflect on it yet. I think I kind of want to wait for that and kind of look back and, like, really realize, you know, how cool all of this is. I kind of just, I mean, that's how I live life, you know. I like living in the moment. I just enjoy every single day. I come, today's a brand new day, you know, put yesterday in the past and enjoy what's today going to bring us, right? And, you know, I kind of just try to live by that way. But hopefully, yeah, one day I definitely want to look back. I know they're pretty cool numbers. They're pretty cool things I've been doing so far. But I kind of just kind of just want to keep living in the moment for a little bit more.
How long can you see your yourself playing in your 40s?
I mean, I got no choice. I got no choice.
Deeper but, into your 40s. Can you see yourself? Deeper,
I mean, how this game is going, probably not. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to – I mean, look, there's two sides of things, right? There's obviously I'm going to be a little bit older. The game's going to be younger. The game's probably going to be faster. I mean, when I came up 10 years ago, I mean, it was – average. You have two guys in the bullpen throwing 96.
Right.
I mean, you have two guys throwing 96 now, and everybody else is throwing harder than that.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's the lowest now at this point. So, is the game going to be at that level when I'm in the 40s? Who knows? But on the flip side of that, I mean, there's going to be technology. There's going to be stuff that you can do a lot better to take care of your body a lot better. Yeah. You know, you're going to be able to recover faster. And I think, you know, me knowing myself, I'm probably going to be ahead of that curve on you know, trying to take care of my body as best as I can.
Talking to Manny Machado here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan. And I want to know, because you hit number 2,000 was a hard hit single. Number 2,001, a homer. Would you have switched those in your mind? Or are you happy with how it played out?
No, I think I'm good how it played out. You know? I think it's better kind of just to have that moment for yourself and kind of just sit. Man, I would have preferred a double, honestly.
Okay.
I would have preferred a double than a single. But even before that, I was even telling Bogey, I walked out, I'm like, man, I think I'm going to butt. I think I'm going to butt one, you know, just to kind of get a little closer to that 2,000.
That would have been memorable if you would have bunted on your 2,000. Let me ask you, because you obviously knew, you talked about earlier, you coming in 100 short. Did that help you, like, lock in early in the season? Typically, you're a little bit of a slower start, yeah. But from the get-go, you've been the same guy all season long.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. I think I kind of started – when the season started, I didn't even have that number in it. And then I kind of got hot and started hitting two, three hits, four hits here and there. Got really hot at one point, and the number started creeping up, and I was like, man, you look up and you're May, and you're like, man, you're only like 20, 30 away. Like, this is a possibility you can get it even before your birthday. So that kind of got pretty cool. And I was trying to reach it before my birthday. Obviously, it didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, that number was I think as the season got on, I think it got a little bit more realistic.
Yeah. As you know, we've been rolling along in this season, and you've reached these milestones, and we turn to the rest of the season. As you guys turn to the second half, what are some of the things you think the ball club has got to improve on in order to get where you guys are trying to go?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I think, you know, you can't just be like, we're good at one thing, we're not in the other. No, I think we got to improve. There's room for improvement in all aspects of our game. Our best bullpens are playing right now. It's our best bullet. I think there's room for improvement there as well. Obviously, our offense hasn't really been performing as the last 2 months as we started off. But, you know, we've had a pretty good record here in the second half as of late. So, and we know we've been underperforming a little bit as a group, as a team.
Yeah.
But I know we got a lot left in the tank. There's always, you know, I always talk about the roller coaster, and this is a roller coaster. And
it always is.
We got that bad part out of the way early, which is a good thing. And you know, hopefully the second half, you know, we're better. But yeah, there's a lot of improvement for a lot of things as a ball club. If we want to ultimately, you know, reach our goal, which is winning a championship, you know, we got to be great at all aspects of our game.
Talking to Manny Machado here on Friar Friday, 97.3 The Fan, and you're facing some good pitching with the Phillies this weekend. Now, I always ask Tony these questions, so now I get to ask another professional baseball player, but how do you prepare going into a series knowing that you're going to be facing three guys that are really good?
Yeah, three Cy Young guys.
Yeah.
Really good ball club over there. But, you know, Schulte talks about this all the time. We want to win a championship. We just talked about these are the guys you're going to be facing.
Yeah.
These are the guys you got to beat. So, you know, how we prepare for them, I think it's a good thing about it. We faced them, you know, maybe a week ago or so. So we kind of, you know, it's kind of fresh in our memory, their bullpen, their guys, how they kind of attacked us. But, you know, just video, man. You know, you kind of have some history with some of these guys. I gotta go do some more research on Wheeler for tomorrow because I mean I can't figure him out.
It ain't just you. That's a great point. And you brought up earlier about how velocities change and pitchers have gotten better. Yet you've had the same swing from the very moment you got to the league. Why has it that your particular swing has played through the changes and everything that's happened? You've been able to kind of stay the same. Why is that?
I mean, I think I kind of see. I have three swings. I mean, I learned this from a young age, and it was always having multiple different swings, right? Different occasions. Lefties that stand on the opposite side, sinker ballers. Obviously now it's a lot of induced and sweepers. So I kind of learned that in 2020 when I kind of, I had a lot of waggle on my swing, on my bat. So I was kind of inconsistent with, bat to barrel. And then, when I got here, they kind of told me like, hey, like let's kind of change that. Let's kind of like slow it down. You can stay with your timing. That's more of a timing thing for me, but let's improve it, And I think that improved my, contact. Being more consistent with barrels, helped me lay off a lot more pitches. My walks went up a little bit more. But just kind of having different swings, I think, people who kind of just stuck like, all right, this is what I work. I mean, it's 600 at bats, it's, offers, it's different guys, different angles. Now it's sweep, this, that, there's so many different things. So I think you can't just have one
swing,
I kind of vary with my stance. I vary with my hands, move them up and down. Just kind of what your body's feeling. You might have slept on the bed the wrong way. We were on a plane for 6 hours, or for that one day we're in a plane for 12 hours. So like your body's not gonna feel the same the next day. So how are you gonna make that adjustment? So I think I've been lucky that I have different, and I know how to adapt to those three or four different styles of my swing. That it's helped me, be a little bit more consistent.
No doubt. Well, Manny, you've been fabulous to watch, man, all season long. We certainly are behind you guys as you guys get ready for the second half. Good luck the rest of the way. Good luck in this next three-game set. It's going to be a tough one for everybody.
Yes, it will. Thank
you. As always, brother.
Yep. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
I think he was just saying yes, sir, to anybody in particular, not really to you.
No, everybody was like, he dapped up Tony, but he didn't dap up you. I'm like, I don't know him like Tony knows
him. You got no dap?
I got no dap. I don't know him like Tony knows him.
Manny Machado, that interview. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
One last thing before we go. Kirk Kenny reporting in the UT, and it's online, and you can see it on Twitter. San Diego State has made a couple of little minor tweaks to its football uniforms. The most noticeable, on the road next season, the Aztecs can wear white pants with their white jerseys.
Wow.
Something they have not done since 2013. The great San Diego State football helmets have not been changed. Just
good.
Slight tweaks to
good.
The uniform. Aztec football coming up in a month or two. All right, good job, Scrabe.
You too.
Back at you tomorrow. Stay tuned. More Scraby coming up with the Chronicles next on 97.3 The Fan.
No idea what I'm going to talk about.
Me neither.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.